I'm Terry Moore, your host, and welcome to Season 2 of the Travel 2 Podcast, where travel is all about the anticipation, the preparation, and the satisfaction of it all, and 2 is all about creating that positive vibe. Hello, and welcome to the Travel 2 Podcast. The 2 in Travel 2 is all about creating that positive vibe. And there were so many things about my recent trip to France to celebrate my birthday that set off nothing but good vibes. So I stopped over in Paris on my way to Nice. And I've been to Paris a few times, and I was only going to be there for 2 nights this time. So I didn't really have any type of prepared agenda. I just figured James and I would just kind of go with the flow. So one of those days that we were there, that flow was a shopping flow. We literally shopped until we dropped, which if anyone who really knows me, you know that that's not really a lot of shopping because I'm not a big shopper. And it surely doesn't take much to make me drop. But anyway, we were walking down some of the side streets near the Louvre. And we were going in and out of shops. And we passed this one place that had a display of hats in the window. So me, I would have kind of kept walking. But the hats did catch James' eye because he's a hat guy. And so we went in and we start looking around. There were quite a number of very nice hats of various styles. So I'm really growing into the whole hat wearing style. Not really something that I wear very often, but like I said, I'm growing into wearing hats. So I thought I would try on a couple. And there was this one hat in particular that was looking real cute on me. So, you know, when I looked in the mirror and then my husband looks at me and he says, oh, honey, that hat looks good on you. Then, you know, it's pretty much a wrap. So I was kind of feeling myself. And so that whole experience really just kind of connected with me. And so today I have with me Leticia Lombroso, and she's the owner of Destre, which is the shop where we got the hats. Hello, Leticia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Terry. So good to see you. I'm happy to be with you today.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very happy to have you. I'm excited to have this conversation about my my new vibe in terms of hat wearing. I've never been much in the way of wearing hats, but that hat that I got from your shop, the pop-up shop when we were in Paris, it really has me feeling myself. So I wanted to talk about it. So I'm happy to have you here.
I'm so happy to hear that. It was such a nice moment when we were together in Paris, and I'm so happy that you like it. And it's so amazing on you. So I'm definitely happy.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little more about yourself and please introduce us to Destre.
Yeah. So I'm Leticia Lombroso. I'm the founder of this brand, accessory brand in Paris. I'm French. I'm 44. And I grew up in France. And after working several years in the luxury field, I wanted to create my own brand. So I met my current partner. She is French also. She is French and American. Her name is Geraldine. And we built up this brand, and it has been like 6 years now that we've been creating and developing the brand. And the name of the brand is Destre. So Destre is not our last names. It's actually a very French name. It's an aristocratic family. And Gabrielle Destre was the mistress of Henry IV, one of the very famous and important king of France. And Gabrielle Destre was a known for her beauty and the way she was dressed, her elegance. So we thought that was really something we wanted to do in terms of universe. And yeah, so this is why we called the brand Destry.
Oh, nice. Very nice. I love that. So one of the things that I've read as I started to delve a little deeper into your brand is something I came to really love is that you describe art as being the DNA of your brand. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, sure. So my partner is the creative designer of the brand, and her background, she studied in London, in the central St. Martin, and she actually, she studied contemporary art, which is pretty different from what generally fashion designers are doing. They generally graduated from fashion lessons and fashion courses. And she is from a different background, which means that for the brand, she has a very different eye and perspective on what could be a fashion accessory. We've been told a lot of time that Destry accessories are like sculpture or like very unique design. And I think this is because of her eyes on fashion and on accessories. We really believe that with an accessory, you can have a very simple way of dressing yourself, but you have just one hat or one bag or like a very special jewelry, and then it makes you, like it makes your outfit thanks to the accessory.
Yeah, I can definitely see that, because when I was in the shop, and if I remember correctly, it was a temporary location because it was it Fashion Week?
It was Fashion Week, yes.
Yeah, Fashion Week. So, but even the space, the way you had the display, and we came into the shop because the hats caught our eyes, but, you know, there were some very, very nice accessories. I mean, the bags, they were really unique. And, you know, at the time I was like, okay, I can't invest in it right now, but I'm going to revisit it because it was really eye-catching. And like you said, the design was just, it appealed to me anyway. I found it very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's really a mix between like the design and also the color combination,
yes.
Like the eyes of like, you know, mixing different colors on a very special way. And so it can look like a painting sometimes or like sculpture and it's really like, for example, each of the bags and each of the product and hats have a first name, and the name is a tribute to one of the contemporary artists that Geraldine loves. So, for example, the hat that you have is called Gerhard, and Gerhard is for Gerhard Richter,
yes.
Who is a very famous artist. And so, yeah. It's very important, and it's like one of our famous bag is called Ettore for Ettore Sazzas, mm-hmm. who is a designer of furniture and like using very bright colors and geometric composition of for furniture. So it was the base and the starting point of the creation of this line, for example.
Yeah. So it actually, as you say that, it's no wonder my husband was drawn to that, because he very much is, he's a collector, he's, you know, art, and it, you know, spans, his interest spans from, you know, visual art, paintings and things like that, to different things and furniture. And so, yeah, that kind of like really fits well with why we would, you know, enter into that type of space that you had and what you had to offer. And yes, so of course I did, I knew the name of the hat that I purchased, but I didn't know the artist, but James did. He's like, oh yeah, that's, you know, so again, it's education for me, but in that area, he's a lot more educated than I am, but he knew, of course he knew of the artist right off. And so yes, I do have, Gerhard's design,
yeah.
Design of Gerhard's
art. But you know, for me, it's also, for us, we love contemporary art, and it's sometimes, it's a difficult universe because there's so many artists and so many, so it's also, I'm so happy to hear that you've discovered an artist thanks to, you know, our conversation and the hat you bought. And that's really part of the mission that we have, is like this making everyone access, like giving access to contemporary art, which is sometimes pretty difficult to enter, honestly. I'm discovering every day, thanks to Geraldine, more and more artists and paintings and exhibitions. And it never ends. So you always have something to learn about it.
Yeah. And again, that kind of fits with Paris, if you ask me, you know, it really does. So Leticia, who might one see wearing a hat or an accessory from Desatre in your collections?
We actually had the chance to have a lot of ambassador already. So for example, Selena Gomez wore some different earrings from us, and Beyonce also wore a bag from us. We also like recently had Kelly Rutherford, the actress, American actress. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, honestly, it could be, of course, we are really happy to see actresses wearing our collections, but I'm always so happy to see a girl, a woman, or even an old woman in Paris carrying a bag or a hat. And it's always like, you know, you're always happy when you're a designer to see your product at some point in the streets and not only on the red carpets. Mm. And it's really giving us a lot of joy to see. When I went to Portugal a couple of days ago, I was in the airport, and just in front of me, a woman was carrying a Destre hat and going to the security check. And, you know, I said, oh, my day starts very well this morning because I've seen this hat on this woman.
Well, you can add me to your list, because I will certainly wear my hat. I'm going on a road trip up to Martha's Vineyard in a couple weeks. So you're
definitely... I definitely want to see your pictures.
Yes, it will be on display in Martha's Vineyard. I'm looking forward to wearing, getting as much use out of it as I can, because that's how much I really liked it.
And your husband also, like both together, you were so cute together with the hats. I love it.
Yes. No. So normally he has this thing, he doesn't like matching or, you know, things like that, but he already knows that we will be wearing our hats together. Yes, we will. So tell us where people can shop your collection.
First of all, of course, on our website, we actually ship everywhere. So our first market now is the US. So we are sending a lot of hats and bags and jewelry in the US. But we also have some shops, physical shops that we retailers that we're working with. So like at Saks Fifth Avenue or Nordstrom, or some concept stores in the US, in Europe, in Asia. So a website is getting more and more easier because you have access to everything. You have even videos on our website for some accessories. So
yeah, nice. Okay, yes, I had already looked at the list and I was like, okay, Nordstrom's, you know, Saks, places where a lot of my circle frequent, you know, here in the US anyway. So they just have to keep their eye open and even ask. You know,
yeah. Sometimes some of the retailers take only part of the collection. So at Saks, you only find, for example, jewelry.
Yes.
At Nordstrom, it will be the bags. So it also depends. They don't take the whole collection sometimes. So on our website, you have everything. And for some retailers, you have part of the collections.
Okay. Well, I can understand that. That makes sense. And so I guess as we begin to wrap up this interview, I think, so let's talk about Traveltude. Traveltude is all about the preparation, the anticipation, and the ultimate satisfaction of your travel experience. But it's very much about the vibe, the good vibes. So give me two words that would describe how a piece from Desatre can enhance one's Traveltude.
I would say that Singularity will be one of them, because for me, having a district accessory to your outfit when you travel will be like this little piece of being unique and exclusive. So that would be the first one.
Yeah.
Then I would say simply maybe elegance, because when you travel, you cannot have like dresses, or it can be complicated to be overdressed, but just the accessory will make you feel elegant.
Yeah.
At some point. And it is like on the day with a destry accessory, you can have, you can take a bag, for example, you can put the shoulder straps, so you'll be more casual with sneakers and jeans, but you can take the same accessories, and at night with a dress, you don't use the shoulder strap anymore, but you use the bracelet to carry your bag, and that becomes a different accessory.
So I actually saw one of the bags, you know, when we were in the shop, and we talked about the versatility and what you can do with it, and the arm strap, the way it hooked on your arm.
Yeah.
I really, really love that. So listen, listeners, you're going to have to go to the website, and I'm going to have Leticia, you know, tell us the website. But you're going to have to check out the pieces, the hats, of course, because that's what kind of drew me in. But also the bags, because like you said, you can really, it can transform into, you know, different needs. And so one of the things that I've kind of vowed to do in my travels is to just travel with less. You know, gone are the days where of the all overpacking and things like that. So something like the purse that you described is perfect. You know, I can do it during the day, and it can be used completely different when in the evening. And then the colors, you know, it's just, it was very versatile. I love the design.
Thank you so much. Thank you. But that's definitely the way you describe the product, is the way to carry it.
Yeah. Very, very nice. So tell us how we, you said a little bit about it, of course, the website, but give us some specifics about how to socially connect with Destre, website, social media.
Yeah, we do have an Instagram, which is the main communication tool for us, where we kind of, you know, says all the novelties and stories. And you have, if your listener likes Paris, then we have a lot of places where we just do some pictures. And so you can have a sneak peek of Paris in our stories. And the Instagram account is simply Destre, so Destree. Okay. Was the name of the brand. Okay. Of course, we have the website, we have a Facebook account, or a Pinterest account.
Okay.
We got a couple of tools, but Instagram remains the main focus.
Okay, great. So with the website, it's simply www.destree.com.
Yeah, you're right. Perfect.
Great. Yeah. So Instagram is just, you know, all around a lovely place to go and be able to browse and see things. And I love following you. So.
And then you can see like art pieces and some inspiration part and also product. And it's a mix and match of like a mood board that we like for the brand.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today and giving me an opportunity to talk about, you know, this piece of Paris that has, you know, I've been to Paris a couple times, but, you know, just to be able to talk about my new hat experience.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for, you know, being an ambassador for the brand. So.
Oh, wow. Band ambassador. What about look at me?
Thank you so much, Terry.
You're quite welcome. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Same for me. Have a good evening. Take off.
tuning in to the Travel Tube podcast. Join me on Tuesday, August 24th for our next episode. You know, there's always plenty of travel tubes to share, so be sure to tune in. And you can tune in on your favorite streaming service to ensure you never miss an episode of the Travel Tube podcast. And as always, you can always listen on my website, www.farmoretravels.com. That's FARMOORE, travels with an S.com. If you haven't done so already, hop on over to Facebook and join the private Travel Tube Facebook group. I'd love to see your summer travel experiences in pictures and videos, and you can post them there so we can share in all the experiences that you have had. Until next time, enjoy your travels and make sure you carry plenty of travel tubes.